afstand for the Holy Scanner. No, I didn't say it. We have two items here. That's for the consideration of this committee, the minutes, outstanding minutes of the committee, and committee's annual report. Or the report of the committee on annual reports of the SOE. Now, I would like you to comment on this.
Yes, Mr. Chairperson, I'm sure it's not because of this. I think it's a whole lot of work that the Secretary had to do, but we received this information very late, and this document is quite a thick one. It will reflect on what we did over the years, so I would suggest we put this one side, and we go through the minutes so we handle that at least one part. If we received it late, but I mean, then we must just give it a little more time if the people want to read it bit by bit and make sure that they are happy with the minutes. At least we get that out of the way, and then we can do the report maybe on another time, because this will be going in, and if there's problems in there, then it will reflect bad on us if we just push it through. Thank you.
Any further comments? Okay, in the afternoon, Dr. Corona?
Just a question, when was a reworked minutes circulated? Because I haven't seen it. So I'll as we go through it, it's the first time I'll see the reworked minutes.
Maybe before we, I think we must just, because I'm afraid this will become the way of doing things in our committee, that we will only get documents in the meeting or a day before the meeting. So I think we must just impress upon the committee secretary that it is unacceptable, that we would appreciate if the minutes and any other documents that serve before the committee be distributed timely. Because some people, like, in fact, would want to take this document to their caucuses. They would like more time to reflect on, to read and reflect on the document, and it doesn't give us ample time when we find things just before the meeting starts, and we may be found at fault one day when we would just push things through without having read or considered.
took the words out of my mouth. No, that's fine. I think in view, and I would agree, it is a very important document. It's a document that goes public, and I think we do need to possibly have a bit more time to look at it. But I want to say, Chairperson, that this question about getting our documents before the meeting and, you know, with a few days to spare, has been raised again and again. And I sincerely hope that now we are going to pull this thing into line, because as members, it's very difficult for us to do our homework properly when we're trying to rush a few minutes before a meeting to get that done. Thanks.
I will also commit myself to work with the committee secretary to ensure that we don't have we avoid a situation like this. The minutes that I have before me are the minutes of the 2nd of November, the 16th of November, the 23rd of November, the 7th of September, the 12th of October, the 14th of October, the 21st of October, the 26th of October, let me start again so that we have a proper sequence. The 6th of September, 12th of October, 14th of October, 21st of October, 26th of October, these are all 2010. The 2nd of November, 16th of November, 23rd of November, I think there was February. I thought I should just read it, so that if I don't have them, some of us may also not have them, so that we 7th of September, 12th of October, 14th of October, 21st October, 26th October, 2nd November, 16th November, 23rd November, and the 15th of February. So we all have them. Okay. Keep my eye then.
But I do also have minutes going right back to March and April that were handed to us.
Yeah, I think we there are some minutes that we actually dispensed with last week. Hopefully those will be some of them. The secretary just informs me that there are three sets of minutes that are not here because he prioritized the ones that deal with the annual reports of the SOE. So we still have three outstanding. Yeah, but they're not. Honorable Sir?
Chair, I'm okay with the minutes, except I wanted to suggest that we end with 2010, because for 2011, there are meetings that we had before the 15th of February. And it's not here. Yeah.
Okay. Let me then put before you the minutes of the 7th of September. We will go page by page, because they're not that many, because we have received them late. I know there are people who have read through a number of them already, but can we start with the one, so the 7th of September on page 1, the General Register,
come back to the summary and outcomes. I have to go to page 1, 2, 3, 4, where Mr. Dam has noted the illegal connections remaining a big challenge for ESCOM, and he also told us that it was not illegal, or there was no punishment for stealing electricity. It was not a criminal offence. And that was in the resolve. In the, it's the second last phrase. Yeah, it must otherwise, at the summary of outcomes and resolutions, we resolve to have a meeting to find out, to come to the bottom of why the theft of electricity was not a criminal offence. We decided that in that meeting. I'm sure if you can remember, it was like a plea from Mr. Damas that you know, it's not a, they couldn't do anything about it because it's not in the law books as an offence to steal, because you couldn't touch electricity. You can't prosecute somebody for stealing something that you can't touch and feel. If you can remember that, maybe not you, but the rest of the committee. I don't know if you remember that. Resolutions that we took was that we were going to assist ESCOM in trying to resolve this matter, to get this electricity and conductor theft criminalized. I mean, Chairperson, I don't know if it's anywhere in here because I haven't read it all, but where he talks on page 3 about embedded derivatives and the special pricing agreements with the BHP bulletin, that Mr. Damas also told us that before the end of the year they would get rid of all the embedded derivatives. So that would also be an outcome that we would have to monitor to see if they actually do that, because they only did one and they didn't do them all. And they had said that in this year, in this financial year, by before the end of the financial year, they would have solved, they would have gotten rid of all the embedded derivatives. So, but I don't read it in here that they made that commitment.
Captured them.
Okay.
But as long as it's captured, then.
Okay.
page 2, page 3.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Pandale, Honorable Pandale.
Yes, on the bottom you will see that Mr. Sadik informed the committee that more information that is lacking would be made available during the committee's visit to Danel. I don't see in the summary and outcomes and resolutions that we are going to visit them and that we put away for that. I think at that specific meeting, it would further resolve to convene a meeting with Danel to specifically discuss that those two are together, that we would going to visit them and they would give us all that information. But as long as we don't lose it, that we must go and visit them as we told them that we are coming.
So that's part of the resolution?
Yes.
Can I just ask, because it is not clearly spelled out resolutions at the end of these minutes, and you know the previous one was the same, are we adopting these with an amendment that is going to be made to put the resolution in? That's what's going to happen.
Yes, that's why I asked for a mover for the adoption with the amendments that are made. Yeah. And page 4. Honorable Fololo, are you on page 4 or 3?
Excuse me. I'm on page 3, Chair. On the third paragraph there, in the next financial year, I want us to include a year on the third.
You're on page 3?
Yes. Third paragraph. The last sentence there.
Okay. In the next financial year.
Full stop.
Oh, in the next financial year.
Yes.
Okay. Page 4. Maybe we have a mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 12th of October with the amendments made. Honorable Van Dalen moves. Honorable Nana, second, thank you. Then, Honorable?
Yes, we try to work through all of
I understand.
I think also part of the resolution here, if you look under page 3 and item 3, the committee tasked the NEL to provide the committee with a breakdown of the staff composition within the next 2 weeks. Now, I'm not sure if that was done, because that would also need to be followed up in the resolution.
If you look at the last paragraph, on top of what Mrs. Bowman has just said, there is information that Danel promised to furnish us with when we go and visit them. So it's one issue that I think we need to lift out and lose sight of.
What I will suggest we do is that, because it will not only be with Danel, but a number of entities maybe, and then we will ask the secretary to actually go through these minutes again and then just break out all those things that we have to all follow up during our oversight visits. So we'll have a list that says Danel, these are the things that we agreed or resolved that we will follow up on, or that they promised us and we haven't received them as yet. So, and it will be the same with SAFCOL and whoever else. Can we agree on that? Okay. So, if it is at all possible, I think we should have this list during our strategic planning meeting, actually. If you can just draw up such a list. Yeah. Could we then have a mover for the adoption of the minutes with those amendments? Yes. Honorable Van Dalen and Honorable Dikova, second. We then consider the minutes of the 4 one, just make sure that you look at page one, because you may have been in the meeting and your name is not on the list. So once you have adopted them, it means you are not in the meeting. Page two.
Yes, at that meeting, under the summary of outcomes and resolutions, it was at this part, furthermore, the committee urged Transnet to play a critical role in developing rural communities through building infrastructure and networks. But I think we should add there, or which was added at the meeting, the downstream beneficiation that we urged them for, and that was the building, localizing the building of the trains and all the spend that we would not outsource it to other countries, but have it localized. I'm sure if you all agree, I mean, that was said.
Please don't. What is going on? Let me just say that don't think that Honorable Van Dalen is given priority treatment by the secretary of the committee. He also got the minutes this morning. It's just that he arrived a bit early, so he had some time to rush through them. You don't have a problem. Where were we on page two, page three? Page three? Page four? Page five? Page six? Could we have a move on for the adoption of the minutes with the amendment of the minutes of the 14th of October? Honorable Van Dalen? Any seconder? Honorable Bowman, thank you. With amendments. Yeah. Minutes of the 21st of October. Page one. Page two.
I don't know if I didn't read it too fast, but I can remember Ms. Zamela telling us that with the World Cup, that there was really no crime in pilferage of baggage, and that the criminals went on holiday for that time.
They were at the stadium.
Yeah. I don't know where they were, but they were afraid of anybody. But I also don't see that highlighted in this minutes. Yeah. She said it was very funny because there was no crime reported during that time. And it seemed like the criminals were on holiday.
It seems Honorable Santa has some more information.
No, what I remember.
All I remember is that the CEO said that there was virtually no crime. The ads are frills.
What I can remember to the best of my knowledge.
On page three.
page 2, but I'm just trying to unravel something here. If we look on under presentation on annual report, we've got Ms. Corollis, she was reporting challenges and so on, and the board would do everything in its power to be accountable to the committee. On the appointment of the CEO, she said that an appointment would be made soon, as recruitment was underway and that vacant, etc. But Ms. Mzibela is responding here. I'm just a little confused at this point, because she was already, was she not already appointed as CEO? Because we talk about in the beginning here, on the appointment of the CEO, she said an appointment would be made soon. That's in the first... but Ms. Mzibela, they use her name here.
Chair, the point, I mean, I was not at this meeting, but just looking at this, that point is in conflict with page 1. Because page 1 says the guests that were there were the CEO, the executive manager, and so on. That's right. You don't find the chair here. Carolus is not featuring here also. So the two pages are in conflict with each other. Those that were in the meeting should maybe help us.
Yes, Chairperson, I think that's where the problem is. I think Ms. Corollis was not there.
I can also confirm that Ms. Carlos was not there.
There's a chairperson on that day. I don't remember seeing Ms. Carlos.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if this is the meeting where Ms. Carlos informed the committee that they were trying to recoup the money from Mr. Mkula, because of that forensic report, or was it a different meeting? I think this was the same meeting that Ms. Carolus presented that to us.
No.
It's the annual report of the day.
Huh?
This is the meeting, if my memory serves me well, this is the meeting in which you said to Chris Smythe that you are worried that he hasn't been appointed as CEO. In the presence of Carol, in the presence of Susan Zimela. I think that's a meeting.
Can I make a proposal, Chair? I think if we should just withdraw this minute and let the secretary, maybe there are tips that can assist. There is some level of confusion.
Chair, the Honourable Khololo said that he was chairing that meeting, but at the end of the minute and a couple of the other minutes, it says you were chairing the meeting. You, yeah, look there, your name is on everything then.
Adopted by the sitting here.
See, all we are doing is we are
even if
reflection of what is
you can say there who chaired the meeting, the actual meeting. So we send this one back. Honorable
Chairperson, I'm just picking up another error here, and that
is that on the 21st of October.
Yes, page one, if they can just, when they're looking at it, I was there because I raised the question about the flights from Durban to Cape Town. So I was definitely present.
Okay. Good. Can we then look at the minutes of the 26th of October? Page one. Page two. Page three. Send this back to us as well. Honorable Holland.
I want to withdraw my second.
You don't want to to get into trouble. Honorable Holland.
Just on that same report on the second last page, I think we also just need to
page
check, I haven't got page numbers. That last paragraph, Mr. Nchanga undertook to send the committee the information as it did not have it at hand, and that was relating to the cadets. So I think we must just pick that up in our...
It's important,
our,
yes.
Can I also ask that the secretary also put a paragraph here, summary of the outcome and resolutions.
Summary of outcome and resolution. At the end. Any further comment on this one? Do we approve them with us? The 26th of October. With the correct, we send back. Because
just wanted to check, Mpanza, is he a mine manager or an engineer? I think he's a mine engineer, not a manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Engineer. Engineer.
He was the head engineer of the mine.
Yeah. He was sewer.
Mm. Okay.
Another vertical.
We are on page 2 now.
Yes, look at page 2.
Yeah, on page 2 there is somewhere paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4. It further resolved that this decision be implemented by December 2011, and then it says a report on progress be tabled to Parliament in December 2010. So I think it meant 2010 and not 2011. Implementation.
So it's not 2011, 2010.
Yeah.
With the amendment made, Honorable Dikova moves, Honorable Nana seconds. We'll now consider the minutes of the 16th of November. Honorable Bong?
Sort of chatting next door here as well, but on that last page, I think we also need to just pick up the last paragraph, is it? On the second last page, it says the committee was informed that the permanent appointments in the executive committee would be made by January 2011. Let's just pick up that detail.
There's also no summary of outcomes and resolutions.
Summary, outcomes, and resolutions. Honorable Corolla.
Thank you very much. Also, the chairperson on that day was an honorable mentor, not yourself.
Okay.
Also, on the last page, I see you were the chairperson there.
Oh, yeah, we've dealt with that. Yeah, I think those who moved and seconded will also cover the amendments that were made after we've done it. So they agree, so this is adopted with amendments. We'll consider now the minutes of the 16th of November, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5.
I would second that, Chair, but can I raise something? My memory is failing me, but I can remember. I can remember one of the members raising the need for PBMR to ensure that all the capacity that has been built over years, of particularly of your scientists, researchers, and all of those, the intellectual property, is kept well within the country, and they don't seem to pick it up. Yeah, so I'm saying I can second them, but
thank you. I think with that amendment, we will also request the secretary to go and look at his notes as well.
Thank you, Chair. When looking at those notes, maybe you should also check the responses of PBMR.
Okay. With those amendments, Honourable Van Dalen moved for adoption and Honourable Lana second. Thank you. The minutes of the 23rd of November. Oh, this was my meeting.
Yeah.
Honorable September.
Can I just, under introduction, the sentence that starts with Mr. Maluleka proceeded to chair the meeting and thank everyone for his election. There's probably a word or what missing there. The sentence doesn't speak for good English. Mm. If the word supporting can be inserted. Can I just check again? Yeah, under the committee questions and concerns, which should be transformed into resolutions, I think quite a bit. I'm not sure if it's correct to say the committee was of the view that a meeting with the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fishing and that of public enterprises should materialize. I think a full stop should be put after materialize, because SAFCO reports to the Minister of Public Enterprises, and we can't go and get clarity from the other one. I think it's the forestry issues in general that we will have a relationship with the other committee also. But the more worrying, Chair, when you look at the sentence thereafter, we then start to talk about the baboons.
I asked that you take the baboon, so we asked.
Yeah. Agreed? Thank you.
to query this thing about the baboons. I mean, if it's something that was in the meeting, how can we just take it out? Perhaps what we need to do is make another paragraph so that it doesn't look like it's kind of referring to the previous lot or something. I'm not sure. But, I mean, the committee also wants to be briefed at a later stage. That's what it says, about damages caused by the baboons as well as their plans, you know, in dealing with it.
Serious note here, there were a range of challenges about forestry in general. My only why I asked that the sentence be taken out is not so that it doesn't reflect.
Yes.
You put together all the challenges under here. I don't know why the baboons in particular now seems to be the only.
I think, yeah, we're not just saying that.
The range of challenges, including the baboons,
yeah,
could be.
No,
the members seem to want the baboons. You want the picture of the baboons in the
moment. Chairperson, where there is a forest, there should be baboons. I'm sure. But, what? Thank you very much.
What? No, I'm talking.
That's the reason why I want to be explained the last sentence. What does it mean? The very last sentence.
On
the last page. The very last sentence. And I can't make sense of it.
There were people with names in the meeting.
Oh, okay. Are you saying that not a member, but
I would suggest that in all future meetings, the register that people sign, because really if you go through all the minutes, the guest observers and in the meeting, they don't tally up, you know. We must be careful that we adopt minutes. People can dispute this.
I don't know if I'll be out of order, but I wanted to come up with a proposal in that maybe we'll be the first portfolio committee to adopt this if the committee will agree with me in order for us. No, it's on the guest and what you call.
Before that, Chair, Mr. the company secretary, is it because what I see in page one and the last page. In the last page it's M U D I M E L I. In the first page it's M U L. Which will be in the last page.
But you can't adopt something that is not.
What do you want to do?
In fact, it's a correction on the minutes. Yeah, in that in the entities on the last paragraph on the last page, in the entities self call. Okay, no, I withdraw.
I think, thank you so much, Vendor. I think this is a clear lesson for, because it's very obvious that whoever was doing the minutes or preparing the minutes for this meeting was in a hurry. You know, it's really a last minute ditch. And I think in one of our meetings we said that we want minutes in every meeting so that we don't have a situation where we have to consider minutes of 2010. There were matters to be followed up in 2010, and we come and consider, we only remind ourselves in 2011 that this was supposed to have been done, and those things haven't been done. I think we want to, it is that I can't use strong words, Secretary, that we must not have a situation like this in future. We will have minutes of this meeting in the next committee meeting, and so we'll be, you know, in all other meetings. Honorable Dikobo.
Chairperson, without giving an explanation on behalf of the Secretary, I think maybe we need to work out how we're going to deal with the annual report phase. Because we have a list of annual reports. This week is this group. The following week is this group. So I don't know what then we'll do. We say, today we listen to this group, the following week we take the minutes of the group. I'm not very sure, but it was a very, very hectic period, the period of annual report.
I think however hectic it is, we will have to consider, otherwise we'll make mistakes. We must have minutes in each and every meeting. The minutes must be a standard item, and that's it. We'd rather just spend some more time, even if it means us going through our lunch time, we'd rather do that than not have minutes.
Maybe this will sound a bit funny. Honorable Chair. But it's on a lighter note. In that if we could maybe have a photograph of all the people who are attending and then write down their names underneath. No, that was not right.
Chair, certainly the issue that the member raised, I think we must tease it a little bit out more later in the week when we get together in our
and
own.
It's
a fact that there's more than one entity, and I think it's incumbent on the committee to decide how do we manage it without shrugging our responsibility of it. But Chair, just moving forward on the minutes, I would suggest that the secretary have a discussion with yourself on working out a a format for the minutes that could be used in every meeting in a manner that, you know, captures the meeting. What we did was we corrected history now. And I'm sure, you know, we might be found out on some mistakes that slipped through. But we are here now, having dealt with the historical part of the meeting. I accept it's not incumbent on the Secretary also. It's an indictment on ourselves as the members of Parliament also to never have a situation where there wasn't any minutes adopted in this meeting. And that moving forward, I think we also should try and put some ground rules. I thought that the Honourable Hololo, he's asking for pictures. I think it was for the baboons. It wasn't really for the...
You want me to respond?
No. Chairperson, I hope the member doesn't think that we are like baboons. If that's perhaps what she's referring to.
She's a very respectable member of the community.
I think we need to close the book on the minutes for 2010, but there are at least two sets of minutes that we haven't approved. So on in front of me, I think we have not done 22nd October, which is a BRRR, and we haven't done the annual report and financial statements on the 14th of September, if I remember correctly. I may be wrong, because in the 15th of September, one of the resolutions was this issue of discussing with the Department of Mineral Resources the possibility of criminalizing copper theft and the classification of copper as a precious metal. So at least those two sets of minutes. I haven't seen the final set. There may be others, but I think the Secretary must just inform us from 2010 what is now outstanding, because I think we need to close this book now and get past this one. Secondly, if I'm correct, I may be wrong, but all the minutes that we've approved now has been summarized in the annual report, give and take. So what we've just approved is already now in the annual report. So it should not be a difficulty to look at the annual report, finding some time to do this. And then my last question, the minutes of the previous meeting on the 15th February, what is the rule on that now? Are we going to approve it now or not?
No, we agreed earlier on, as per request from Honourable, or proposal from Honourable September, that there are minutes before this one. So we will have to get those ones also and do them together with the 15th of February, the minutes of the 15th of February. I think we have agreed on that one. And I don't think it should be a problem that we... But the Secretary, actually, in correcting this minute, also see how they impact on the annual report. I think it would be important, because we may find ourselves then coming back to the annual report having to do the same corrections again. Honourable Palmer?
Chairperson, whilst we are just sorting out the way forward and the suggestion that perhaps we should work out some format, I just want some clarity. The Honourable Ambrosini is very big on this one, and he always, you know, if he was here, he'd say this is a draft agenda until we approve it. Can I be clear about that? Do we come with an agenda set, or is it a draft agenda that we present to the committee?
A draft agenda, and the committee, if anyone in the committee has an urgent matter and the committee feels that it is important for the committee to have that item on the agenda, it will then be amended. Honourable Sonto, Honourable Dikovo, and Honourable September, you would be like.
Chair, I think you are correct. He is correct, as much as he makes a lot of halabaloo about it. He procedural matter where before we delve into our agenda, we need to adopt it.
Just to agree, but I think we must qualify it, the issue of additional agenda items. I think we have said something about people putting in agenda items that have documents that we have not had sight of in the past, previously. So while we accept that it's a procedural matter, if I bring in a new item and then want to distribute documents, that's where we have difficulties.
Yeah, I think what I said is that it is the committee that amends the agenda or finalizes the agenda. So I think your point is right, but you know, someone can come to me and say, please put this item on the agenda, and then only in the meeting, you know, produces documents. Honorable September?
Chair, can you just assist me with the following? There was a minute that you had to go and seek some advice on with your counterpart. What's happened to that minute for the select committee? I remember we didn't. How do we deal? Whether we had to on our own consider it. The secretary was supposed to get. It's not here also.
I've checked with the comment section, and the committee secretary, she indicated that they have already adopted the minutes of that meeting. And I've checked with the other committees who have joined. It seems like they have joined, and then they say the committee secretary who convenes the meeting tells the meeting one set of minutes, and then you just check it with the committee that was part of that meeting. Sometimes you have four committees sitting together, then you have only one set of minutes for that meeting, not different.
Now, what we want to know is how do we go about those minutes? The question is who adopts the minutes, because these are minutes of the joint committee and committees. So they were before us, and we said, no, we can't, because they were, yes. So that's what's needed, you know, whether this minutes will wait until one day these two committees sit again or what. Do you understand that? Yeah, that's what must be established.
Mr. Chairperson, the problem is that by that time, nobody that attended that meeting might be on that committee.
Yeah.
And how do they adopt the minutes of a meeting where they were not part of? Only in 2 or 3 years' time.
Honorable, I want to propose that in the absence of any standing rule, because up to now it looks like there is none, maybe we should propose that as soon as possible, the committees must come together just to come and adopt the minutes and then go their separate ways, unless there is a rule which we are not aware of.
Always a serious task to get those committees together.
Chair, thank you very much. I think in that scenario, it will be proper, because I don't know also of any rules on a scenario like that. In that, if at all, for instance, the convener of that joint meeting was, for instance, public enterprise, I think public enterprise should be the one that adopts that set of minutes.
Chair, I would suggest that we don't fuss around anymore on this matter, but rather do the following, because we're still here. Either the secretary or the secretary's assistant phone the NA table and say, this is the situation that we have. Can they give us on-the-spot assistance in that regard? That's the one suggestion. The other added, so whilst we are here, we get the answer. The other one is, the two secretaries certainly can start conferring with each other on the minute already. Why do we have to struggle to get two meetings when they can start talking to each other already to sort out things and, of course, confer with yourself as the chair. But I ask, Chair, that whilst we are for the NA table, and let's be clear about whether there's a rule or not.
Can we do that?
Just that we are going away, can I talk about that? That it was just that I heard right now that the meeting that we are going away is, instead of Thursday, we are going away on Wednesday, and we have a caucus meeting on Thursday planned. It would be a pity if we can't be there. It would be me and Dr. van Dijk that would not be able to attend. I don't know if there's anybody else of the opposition parties that can't go because they are also having caucus. I mean, I just found that out now. Nobody asked us for if we had any meetings or very important things to do.
In our party, Jefferson, if the National Assembly is not sitting, if the House is not sitting, we normally do not have caucus. But this week we've been told that we should diarise Thursday. No, it doesn't say we have caucus. It's rather said we must. Yeah.
It's Mr. Chair, it's because the budget speech is on, and we need to get the way forward on the budget speech, and we need to deliberate on our plans to go forward and our responses to it. Yes, a very close relative passed away. So I was supposed to leave on Friday, actually, for the on Saturday morning.
I think the program, the NA program, was changed. Initially, we were to be here until Thursday, but now there are some changes which will make us not to be here on Thursday, except for those individual parties that have their caucuses and so on. So, after the budget speech on Wednesday. Because initially we were supposed to be at the workshop on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Yeah. And Thursday was like half a day and half a day on Saturday. But now we have two full days, which will be Thursday and Friday. And we then thought if we could leave on Thursday evening and have the whole of the Wednesday evening, and if we could have the whole of Thursday and the whole of Friday, it will then cut out the weekend. So this was supposed to have been communicated. Well, I'm under the impression that it was communicated to all members timelessly. But that really is the situation. One other thing is that let me leave it on the days. Let's rather discuss the days. There's other things. Honorable September? Yes. No, he'll join us on Thursday evening. They will join us Thursday afternoon, yes.
I would ask, Chair, through you, the last day is quite crucial for us as a committee to work out our own program moving forward, and it would help Chair if we can have quite a number of members on that day, because it's really mapping out our own future.
Yeah, thanks, Honorable September. Yeah, that's the last day, the first day, that's Thursday, that's where we will interact with entities, you know, on their plans. And Friday, we will spend the better part of Friday, or the whole of Friday, putting together our program of action. Let me say, both days are very important, actually. Let's not underplay it. Because, in fact, that first day will actually have a great influence on the work that we will also be doing on Friday. Honorable Koranoff and Honorable...
Can I suggest, I don't want to find solutions for the DA, but that they apologize for one person, and at least for one member of the official opposition to be there on Thursday. I think it's important that they are there, and but that's a household matter for them. And I don't know, Mr. Nana, if when your caucus will finish, maybe very long or very short.
Thank you very much. I don't know. I want to come up with something totally different myself. I don't know how the members will feel about it. For instance, why don't we shift all this workshop, say, Sunday and Monday? Because Monday we've got a whole day, it's a constituency day. We come back from our constituencies on a Saturday. And then Sunday, go for the workshop. Monday, that's the last day, everybody is here, and then, yeah, we wind up. I think that is my proposal, Chair. Don't know how the other members will feel about it.
Monday will be invited.
Chairperson, yes.
Honourable,
I think it's a fair suggestion from the Honourable Koenop, but I want to perhaps suggest that we look even at something else. Would it make much difference? And it depends on the entities, of course. My understanding is caucuses meet until about 12 or half past 12. I don't know how long it takes to get out to St. Helena Bay.
Oh,
1.5 hours. But if perhaps we could start a little bit later on Thursday so that they don't miss that much. I mean, would it hurt us to work after supper? Because these are inputs. And then obviously, you know, our way forward is Friday. But I would imagine it's very important for all the members to have the input from the entities in order to make a meaningful contribution on the Friday.
I think that's one view, but we will also have to hear what compromise Honorable Foundation, whether they will reach earlier, caucus, or one member, will not suggest it. And these are the also suggestions.
The problem, it is an option, but the problem with that is this program has chopped and changed so much with the entities, and these major entities. We're talking CEOs, chairs, board, you know, to say to them, no, it looks like our act is not an organ, and it's beyond our control. I mean, we didn't know that the program of Parliament is going to change. So it's pros and cons that we need to consider on these two. But the more members can attend, the better it will be. And I would suggest that we stick to the program and make us sure that as many members can.
I will go for that late start, but how late will you start? And I mean, I will see if I can get away earlier here.
You don't necessarily.
The late start is not. We must have it. We must be able to say that we will start exactly at this time, you know, or earlier. Because if we're going to move it to later, for the two members to be there, and that it must, you know, because then we can't. Why would we say later, and later the time that we thought we will start, they're not there. So I don't think we should. We must. Honourable September.
Chair, I think Honourable Corinne's sentiments should be taken into consideration. We appreciate the difficulties that we are sitting with, but relatively speaking, if we move the agenda, and we're really talking about starting possibly at 2:30, now you know what that means. You're then asking that we just ask the entities to say a few words, and next one. We will be forced to dip into the evening. But more so, we're going to be forced to go to the next day, and then we will deprive ourselves of our own time also. So I think I think we must try and accommodate all the members as much as we can. But I think on this call, we're not going to be able to do that. So I think the other suggestion that Honourable Corinne have made, I think we must.
No, I'm there.
And they've caucused now. They've caucused now, and I think we should hear the.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I can inform you that we have decided that Dr. Van Dijk will stay here for the caucus, and I will be going on Wednesday afternoon, and I will fill him in when he comes there. Thank you.
Chairperson, yes, we're done with that one, and I'm sure Honourable Member Nana, really, really, we would want to have him there.
No,
he must just spare himself of the Thursday squabble, you know, in his caucus.
Honourable Member, I think we have the draft agenda here, which we will circulate now so that members have sight of. There are documents that we will need for the meeting, for the workshop. And we've requested that this document be made available as timely as possible. And that will be done soon. I can't give the date now, but we will have the document before we go to the workshop. Honourable September, you wanted to say something?
On the program, you would see that the program, there's supposed to be a change at the end chair. It just says, I have communicated with the secretary and the researcher, but it still says the same thing. Drafting of program of action, it's not true that it's just drafting a program of action. So there's supposed to be a change here at this end of the program, and I'm not sure why the secretary hasn't changed it. It's not a, I mean, it's not a train smash, but just to tell the members that that section is a section where we would hope to go into breaking up into smaller groups and then having dedicated titles next to that, and I think that must be reflected in the revised program that have been given to members. And then the second one is to really urge them to circulate the documentation that we have asked they compile for all the members, so that the members can read through some of the stuff already.
Thanks, Honorable September. But like I said, the ultimate the program will be adopted in that workshop as well. When we, before we start with our work, we will have a final program. Honorable Funday, you covered. Okay. I think this then brings us to Honorable Colonel.
Just a reminder what you summed up before we adopted the minutes.
Yeah.
And that is that all the resolutions and outcomes of 2010 must be available at
yeah.
that workshop, please.
Per, yeah, just per SOP. Just make sure
that we don't.
Honorable September?
Chair, no, I'm not the workshop. I want clarity on something else.
Can you
just clarify to us what was the decision that we took on the annual report of the department and of the entities?
This document, yes? Yeah. The meeting tells us, especially this document is quite thick.
Us to go through it now here because we only received it now. But I think with the amendments that were made on the minutes, those may also may change this report as it is. So we have requested the secretary to look at both of these now, the annual report and the minutes, and see how they affect the annual report. And if there are any changes, those will be communicated to members. But this is the report.
May I, Chair?
Yeah.
Just in terms of the outline of the report, Chair, I think I did mention it, but I see it's still in the same way. There was the report of the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises on an annual report of the Department of Public Enterprise is one report. The report of Alex Gore is another report. So while he has lumped everything together, I think it's a matter of a click on the button of the computer in bringing the separation. It isn't one big thing, because what you take to the National Assembly is not one big thing. It can be in this one, but there must just be a break to show to separate it. And then the third one would be the committee's own annual report, which is off the radar now.
No, I agree with Comrade September, but we have to find a time and a slot to approve of it.
Yes,
yes.
Because there are still mistakes in this. Chairpersons of boards are mixed up. They talk about the DG of defense. There's no DG in defense. So the report is not yet approved. We need to find a day to approve the various reports as a committee.
this. I think I have the gist of the question. Where there was a joint meeting held between two, three, or four committees, the minutes of those meetings should actually be in the name of each of those committees. The content may basically be the same, but it is then up to those committees to get sight of those minutes and obviously adopt those minutes, each of them.